Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, we're just into it?
Which brings us to Vibe Check.
Let's do Vibe Check.
Okay. My vibe for this week is the 2000s on the PGA Tour. I'm saying, what? The 2000s on the PGA Tour. There was a guy by the name of Tiger Woods, who stepped on the scene, and everyone was like, wow, this kid's really impressive, right? He's winning a lot of tournaments. And then he won a few more tournaments. And then, you know, guys like David Duvall came along, and Ernie Els and Retief Goosen and Phil Mickelson, and all these guys were like, hey, well, maybe this could be a nice little rival to Tiger Woods. And those guys would win a major or two majors. And then Tiger would win five of the next six. And when Tiger won, he won by a lot. He won week in, week out, year in, year out, to the point where we just said, you know what? Maybe these other guys wearing pleated khakis aren't exactly going to be the rival that we're looking for this guy. And then after about a decade of it, it was, okay, he's not chasing anybody else on tour. He's chasing ghosts. He is chasing Jack Nicklaus. He is chasing Arnold Palmer, the greatest to ever do it. And Tiger may not end up catching Jack. He may not get 18 majors. But you watch him play, and you say, nobody's done it like that. Nobody plays like him. Nobody's ever played like him. Nobody's ever going to play like him again. But what we will say in 10 or 15 years is that all these other kids who are coming up and storming on the scene are playing like this guy because they grew up watching him. That is what Patrick Mahomes is. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Deshaun Watson, the year they were drafted together. These are all the guys that we have manufactured rivalries with Patrick Mahomes for, because we keep trying to think, like, who's going to be the guy to be his contemporary? And we saw on Sunday night against Cincinnati, there isn't a rival. There are guys who can give the Chiefs a run for their money. But don't ever make this conversation about Mahomes versus whoever, because we know how the conversation ends. We've seen it enough times. So now it's just time to sit back and see if he can chase these ghosts, because that's his only real competition at this point.
I think I was accused on my Vibe Check. Very good comparison. I was accused of my Vibe Check of doing too many movies. So I stepped into the world of music this week. And not just music like sometimes I do and just going to the 80s or 90s. Current.
Wow,
current
look at
hits.
You.
My Vibe Check today is Flowers by Miley Cyrus. I know, Kayla. I bet you weren't expecting that answer, but here we are.
I have not even listened to that song yet, but everyone loves it. And I feel like I will just eat it up. Continue.
Look, the whole theme of the song, which I did look up just to make this point, is she like recreates entire scenes and a song that Liam Hemsworth played for her. And he cheated on her a bunch. And she was wrong. And the whole point of the song is, you know what I learned? I can do all this shit by myself.
So my
that's how
kind
I feel
songs.
Like that's how I feel like the defense played on Sunday. They're like, you know what, offense, you've saved us a bunch of times. We understood for all that, but we get our flowers today. We could do this whole thing by ourselves if we have to. They played an inspired game. They were the bigger reason why they won, even if the offense still did some things well. And for as much as they've played second fiddle to the Chiefs over and over and over again, over and over and over again, and rightfully so, when you have the Tiger Woods of the NFL, they got theirs this time. And it felt like when they came out of there, even Chris Jones in his postgame said, we're talking about the defense right now. He didn't mean that as a knock on the offense. He's like, this is my time. This is our time. Like, we're going to do this. And so I decided that if anything, this team deserves that part of the team deserves an even deeper conversation in relation to this.
Going to go listen to that song immediately after this.
How is it that I've listened to Flowers ahead of you? I would not have bet.
I wouldn't have
either. I had somehow gotten to the Miley Cyrus song ahead of you.
I'm just as shocked.
Honestly, good song. I'm not going to lie here. It's pretty catchy.
I'm weird. Sometimes I'm like in on what's going on. And then sometimes I'm like so far removed from it. I don't know. Very inconsistent.
I'm going to confuse our entire podcast listening group. The 38-year-old dude, that's who's going to it's going to reference Miley Cyrus now.
We get it. You're hip, Cody.
I can't name any others.
So cool.
No, hip would have been saying like Dua Lipa or something. I could have sounded cooler by invoking a different one.
I also just like, I'm too far into the country genre. I don't really go outside of that unless it's Taylor Swift.
I don't know anything in country, so I would have been really bad at that particular analogy.
Okay, guys, my vibe check is I told you so. By the way, this is not directed at you two.
Okay.
This is more for, okay, I'm in LA, as we know by now. People don't like the Chiefs out here. I'm not in Kansas City where everyone is on board with your team. And the national media, I feel like is kind of starting to turn on us too. I don't understand that though, like, but that's a topic for another day. What we're witnessing is greatness. I defend this team through and through. So my vibe check is I told you so. I called the Chiefs still having a great season. I said we would go back to the Super Bowl, I think in like October. Actually, I think that was one of my vibe checks. The Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. I called the Bengals in the AFC Championship game. I said I had a good feeling about it all week. I'm calling that we're going to win the Super Bowl. Ooh. I know we'll die.
Already? We're not even here yet.
I'm just getting it on record now. I told you so about Mahomes. I get a lot of flack out here. People want to say Joe Burrow is the best quarterback, Josh Allen. Everyone's like down on Mahomes, and I defend him over and over and over again. 5 years as a starter, 5 AFC championship appearances, 3 AFC championships, 1 Super Bowl, 1 Super Bowl MVP, 2 league MVPs. And then you just go on and list all the records he's broken or how he's up there at the top with all of these great quarterbacks. And he's only been doing this for 5 seasons. We all know it by now. We talk about it until we're blue in the face. Point is, I told you so. We're going back to the Super Bowl. We have the best quarterback in the league who's ever going to play this game. I'm confident in saying that. So that's my vibe check. In the nicest way possible, I told you so. I'm tooting my own horn.
I think that's fine. And it didn't sound directly at us, Nick. It sounds like we're okay.
No, it was not directly at you two.
Thanks for not going full Hollywood on it, Kayla. Thanks for kind of remembering your roots and where you came from.
You're welcome.
And also, all those LA Raiders fans are idiots. That's what's happening here, right? Because there are no Chargers fans. That's my understanding of the situation.
Oh, it's like, well, we have the Chargers and the Rams here.
I don't think anybody cheers for them.
The Chargers don't count. The Chargers.
Rams, no. I'll give you some Rams, but.
Oh, I've even been called out for Herbert being better. I'm like, get out of here with that. My gosh.
Guy hasn't even played in a divisional round game.
Win some stuff and then we'll talk. All right, guys. That's all right. Can't escape it.
It's only at the end.
It's the end.
Just embrace it, Kayla. It's who you are at your core. You're an all right girl.
Okay. Thanks, Nick.
I don't think she took that as a compliment, Nick.
No, it sounded. I meant like not.
All right,
like
sounds mediocre.
Right. No, like not like your.
I happen to think you're a fantastic girl, Kayla. I don't know what Nick's saying.
Okay, then you.
Thank you, Cody.
You could try using fantastic as your transition.
Fantastic, guys. Great show today.
Sounds sarcastic. See that? It's a little sarcastic.
Let's do this again on Friday, shall we?
Let's do it.
That is Cody Tapp. He is Nick Short. I am Kayla Canarum. This is It's Always Game Day in Kansas City. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you, again on Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.